Boker Tov. Previously, we spoke about taking three steps back at the end of your Amidah before saying Oseh Shalom, and then how one should take start with his left foot. Kilu, he's not excited to leave the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and going from toe to heel. That's how large the steps should be from your toes and moving it back where the by the space of the heel of the other foot, taking three steps back. Oseh Shalom Imarav, and then continuing with the pasuk saying Yehi Ratzon. At the end of that, what if a person does not have enough space to take steps that large? So the Benishai writes, then you try to make sure before your Amidah that you start your Amidah in a place where you'll have enough space behind you to take three steps back of the size the space that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. If not, then your steps could be even smaller. That's still okay. Mm-hmm. After you take the three steps back, what should you do then? So you should wait in your place until the Chazan reaches Nakdishach, reaches Kedusha, and then you take three steps forward to the place that you were originally standing during Amidah. If a person before Nakdishach has to use the bathroom, has to step away for whatever reason, then after he's done what he needs to do, he goes back, should go back to the original place where he took the three steps back, and then at Nakdishach he'll take three steps forward as he should be doing. What if he's praying Beyachid, in which there is no Kedusha, or let's say he is he finishes his Amidah after the Tzibur has already passed Kedusha? What should he do? So he should wait in that space, the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amot, 3 to 4 seconds, and then take three steps forward after he waits that amount of time. Have an amazing day, everyone.